Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program through 92.3 FM, DCNowRadio.com. Also, we welcome those joining us through BlogTalkRadio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. If you're looking for something to inspire you, I think we have just the right song and segment for you. We have recording artist Jason C. Smith joining us live to talk to us not only about his ministry of music, he's also debuting new music that's going to be available to you, the world, this Friday. I Will Bless Your Name is the title of the song. Jason, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Thank you for having me, brother. How are you?
Doing really well, and thank you for taking out the time. We know you've had a busy 2012, as you've been working really hard this year, as you have other years along with Remnant. When you kind of look at this year, let's start the conversation by kind of looking back, because I know a lot of us are so busy in the moment of what we're doing, we don't get a chance to really, you know, take in what we've done. When you do take that time to kind of look at what you've done, Jason, what is it like to know that you've been able to not only create great music, but also really to be able to minister to people literally around the world?
It's an awesome feeling to be able to just minister to people all over the world. We've done so much as a group, and I consider ourselves just blessed. And blessed with God's grace to do what we have been doing. We've been all year long, we've been trying to minister to the hopeless. We're actually just in the middle of yet another tour, believe it or not, called Be Inspired. It's a tour of compassion where we actually visit the homeless. We visit those who are less fortunate. We just came away from a nursing home facility just not too long ago. And these are some things that we've been doing, you know, all year, along with, you know, ministering in concerts and just ministering to those who may not feel that hope of Christ that we were able to share. And this year has been definitely a different year for me. Starting off this year, I still had a heavy heart. I had lost my father just last year, and he was a great man of God, was a preacher, and he lived what he preached. And it was kind of a struggle going into 2012, but the Lord just really blessed me to be able to get the strength that I needed to push forward and to continue to minister to those people who are hurting, because I know what it feels like, you know, to hurt. I know what it feels like to be without. I know what it feels like to struggle. And so it's by the grace of God that we're able to do what we're doing this year.
You know, you bring up a good point, Jason. You know, I have always felt like, you know, those of us who have a calling, as I see this broadcast here, that, you know, it's really first for us, and then other people are just able to benefit. It's interesting that you said what you're doing now is under the umbrella of Being Inspired. Do you find that the music that you have been creating, as well as the message you are sharing, not only through music, but also just through the walk, through the work you're doing, you know, being able to help others, that is ministering first to you and sustaining you even through your trying times?
Right. And here's the thing. You know, people always ask me, well, as an artist and as a songwriter, who is your greatest inspiration? And the question is really not who, it's what. And I tell people all the time, my biggest inspiration is hard times. That in itself is my biggest inspiration. There is no greater song that you can ever write, you can ever minister or sing, unless you actually been through the very thing that you're singing about. And the song that we're going to talk about in a few moments, that comes from anguish of the soul, believe it or not, and being able to push myself to a point to where I say, God, regardless of what I'm going through, I'm going to really bless your name. That's what I'm going to do, regardless of what I'm going through. And it has helped me get through a lot of things that I've been through in this last particular year. But God is so good. He really is.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, and there's so much that we have to be thankful for. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm having a great conversation already with our guest, Jason C. Smith of Jason Smith and Remnant, is joining us live, talking with us about what it's been like for him to be able to carry the message to others, but also, of course, to have it minister to him as well. So, Jason, talk to us about the inception of the gift. When did you know that this was something that was not just a family thing, that this was a personal thing, that you have been given something special that God wanted you to share?
Wow. This goes all the way back, believe it or not, Cyrus, to 2004. The Lord, in the middle of the night, really, believe it or not, just prompted in my spirit to start a ministry that will bring healing to the hopeless, that will literally bring healing to people in the middle of worship service and in the church services. And this was 2004, and I remember distinctly at nighttime the Lord dropped that name, Remnant, into my spirit. And so it was at that point where I began to call names. Literally, God gave me names of people to call and ask to be a part of the ministry. And literally, every person that I called agreed to be a part. So back in February of 2004, we had our very first rehearsal, and the Lord just blessed us literally from that year on. And it's been a great ride. It really has been.
Well, you know, I think, you know, that is something for all of us to learn. Did you ever find that it was, you know, I've always felt like this, Jason, and I'm curious as to what your thoughts are. You know, when, you know, we always hear, you know, to whom, you know, much is given, much is required, much is expected.
Yes.
Was there ever a time when you said, when you saw the way that your gift was opening doors, when you saw the way that people were responding, was there ever a time that you felt as though you weren't worthy to be the one to do it?
Oh man, now you really hit on something, because even at this point, and many a time, I felt like I've not been worthy. I remember, Cyrus, and I'll tell you this, this is a personal story of mine. I remember sitting on a couch at my home here in Detroit, and I remember of all the things that I felt like I felt God in, and I felt like I was a complete failure. Mm-hmm. And I remember sitting on a couch with a keyboard. It happened to be a Casio keyboard, and it was broke down as much as I was in life. And the Lord gave me a song right in the middle of that, tears falling down my face. And the Lord just gave me this beautiful song right in the midst of all of that. And it was at that moment I felt so unworthy, but at the same time he blessed me with a song that blesses me every time we sing it, literally every time we sing it.
Yeah.
No,
you go ahead, Jason. Go ahead and finish.
But I was saying that particular song deals with the life of the prodigal son. That's how I really felt at that moment. And, you know, I felt like I had fell away from God at the moment, and he literally blessed me to speak to him in song and return back to him in full. It was really awesome.
Yeah. Now, I was just going to say, the reason I wanted to ask you that question, because I think so many people who have been blessed by God with gifts, they hesitate because of they always, you know, either have heard what they can't do, or they just feel as though it's too big for them. And I want them to hear from you, you know, that, you know, even with all that you have done, that you have felt that, but that is something that we can get over. And that's why I thought that was so important. So what we're going to do, Jason, we're going to take a break here. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about this single we're going to be listening to here, I Will Bless Your Name, what that means for you, and what you hope when it's released for our listeners around the world on Friday, what you hope it does for them, okay?
Amen.
Again, you're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio side through 92.3 FM, our good friends at DCNowRadio.com, as well as through BlogTalkRadio.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back in 2 minutes.
GEICO has some bad news. There is no money tree, and there is no gold at the end of the rainbow. However, GEICO could save you hundreds on your car insurance. No matter what the competition says, GEICO has been saving people so much money, over 4 million drivers switched last year. So call GEICO for a free rate quote today. It's easier than trying to shake down a leprechaun.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Do you have years of unfiled taxes? Is the IRS threatening to levy your bank accounts or garnish your wages? Do you have a huge tax bill that you will never overcome? Are you a business owner facing payroll tax issues? The burden of tax problems can be too much for many to handle. You are not alone. In fact, millions of other Americans are facing similar problems. Do what thousands have done. Put your tax problems in the hands of the professionals at Legal Tax Solutions. I'm Cyrus Webb, host of Conversations Live, and I'm here to tell you about the services that Legal Tax Solutions offers. They are staffed with former IRS agents that have spent years on Capitol Hill addressing tax issues for members of Congress. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problem a thing of the past. Do not let the IRS take your paycheck or close your business. Call today and receive your free consultation, and make sure to mention Conversations Live. Call 877-256-1883 today and make your problems a thing of the past.
Hi, I'm Bruce Treader. Everybody's got to eat. Most can't cook. No problem. Join me every weekday for quick and easy cooking right here on Conversations Live with Cyrus Webb, where we'll talk about practical cooking tips to help you get a good meal on the table real fast. You can also check me out at www.gottaeat.com. That's GOTTA-eat.com. Bottom line is it's all about having fun and eating flavorfully, and that's exactly what we'll do together. You bet.
Thanks for that, Bruce. Bruce will be on our primetime show this evening at 8 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys do check in for today's quick and easy cooking tip. We're back now with our conversation with Jason C. Smith of Jason Smith and Remnant. He's been talking with us already, having a great conversation, really, talking to him about what this ministry of music has been like for him, what it's been like for him to know that he is ministering first to himself as well as helping others. And now, Jason, you're preparing for a big day on Friday, the release of this new single that you're going to allow us the privilege of sharing here, I Will Bless Your Name. Talk to our listeners about how the song came about.
Well, I tell you, we talked about earlier in our conversation about, you know, the struggles and the things that that I've personally been through. And here again is yet another song where, you know, oftentimes in our soul, which is our mind, our will, emotions, our intellect, and our imagination, we go through a lot of mental things, you know, dealing with the situations of life, the vicissitudes of life. And this song is a song that really commands your soul to bless God and praise God and to honor God regardless of what we're going through. And so here it is. I'm coming off the hem of burying a great father of mine and then still pressing through a live recording or headed towards a live recording. And the Lord gave me that song really pretty much at the tail end of our preparation for our live recording. And it's to command your soul. The Bible tells us through David, David said, I will command my soul to bless his name. And so this is a song that we encourage all of our believers and even people who are struggling and going through life and they're having a hard time. But if you can just get past the pressures of life, you can just get past the vicissitudes of life and just really bless God, you'll find out that the joy of the Lord really is your strength. So that's where this song is inspired by. It really is. It really is.
Yeah. You know what, I want to come back to that, Jason, after we listen to this, because I think there's a great message in there, again, for those as we're closing out 1 year, looking forward to a next one. But before we do that, why don't you do the honor, since you're here with us, to give us this introduction to the new single.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am honored and privileged and humbled by God to present to you Jason C. Smith and Remnant, our single entitled, I Will Bless Your Name. Enjoy.
Put them together. I will. From the rising of the sunset.
From the rising of the sun. To the going out of the same.
From the rising.
DCNowRadio.com and through BlogTalkRadio.com. We actually are joined by the man, Jason Smith. Been having a great conversation with him, talking to him not only about the gift that you just heard there, but also what it has been like to be able to share that in spite of. Jason, well, the point I wanted to get back to before we let our listeners know how, of course, they can get the single as of this Friday, is the point that, you know, a lot of times we think about service when things are good. But I think the real strength and I think the real courage for all of us is being able to face down our challenges, face down our fears, and to face down those dark times and say, in spite of it all, I will bless the name of God. What is it that you hope that listeners will be able to take away from that song, that they can then look at their own trials and tribulations a little bit differently?
Well, one word comes to mind, Cyrus, and that is determination. You know, there have been, and I'm sure I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people that live on this planet, that we've had a lot of disappointments. We've heard the word no more times than we want to hear the word no. But there's, as you go forth, as you press through those walls and you press through those disappointments and press through those no's, you're getting closer to your yes. You're getting closer to your destiny. And so as we continue to praise God, we praise God and continue to bless his name. The Bible talks about to let the people praise him, and then the earth will begin to yield her increase. As we continue to bless God, as we continue to praise God, we will see that things will turn around in our lives. So I encourage every person that is listening to this broadcast and listening to this interview right now that you be determined to bless God, because he is the one that can deliver you. He's the one that can set you free. He's the one that can give you that joy in the midst of sorrow. He's the one that can give you that peace that surpasses your understanding. So I've experienced that, and believe it or not, I'm still experiencing that, and it's a joy to be living for Christ and being able to push past the pressures of life and still give God glory. God will turn it around for you, I promise.
Exactly. You're talking to someone, you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand that it is possible. Again, Jason C. Smith, everyone. So the single is coming out of this Friday. Talk to our listeners about how they can find more information about the single. Jason, of course, be able to get their own.
Well, we're happy, and we are absolutely excited about releasing this CD. We're going to be releasing it in a concert on Friday night. Here in Detroit, Michigan, actually in Royal Oak, Michigan, at a church called Reconciliation Word Ministry. So those who are in the Detroit area, make your way down to 1400 Normandy in Royal Oak, Michigan. And the name of the church, again, is Reconciliation Word Ministry. Also, if you cannot make it, we certainly want you to call this number after Friday night, at 248-702-1178. Again, 248-702-1178. 78, or go online at www.yoursoulonline.com. I want to also share something real quick, Cyrus. One of the wonderful things that we're doing at the concert, we're not even doing tickets. We're just asking that if those who can do it to bring a unwrapped toy or gift for a 16-year or under child, we want to make sure that we give back this season. We believe in blessing God by giving back. Matthew 25 deals with how Jesus said, if you do it unto the least of them, you have done it unto me. So we want to make sure that we give those toys to the homeless. We give those toys to the families, those teenage mothers who are struggling to take care of their kids and they're living in shelters. So on that next day, right after the concert, we're going to be visiting those facilities. So we're joining forces with an organization called COTS. It is a shelter for women. And we also joined forces with an organization called Chosen Generation. And so we're just excited about ministering to those who may not have that hope that we have in Christ, or who may be feeling a little bit down or struggling in life, because we understand what it's about. We understand the struggle, so we want to give back.
Exactly. Well, you know what? A great way to be able to do it, too, and as you said, you know, to be able to show support and asking, of course, those who come to bring that unwrapped gift, you know, to make sure that they're a part of the experience as well. You know, and I think that's the thing, Jason. It really begins with one. And I've learned that more and more, I think, each day, the power that is in just one person making the decision that they want to do something, that they can do something, and they've been empowered to do something. And so for you all to be doing what you're doing as of this Friday, and then, of course, being able to have the project available after that, I think really shows that how it really can create a chain reaction around the world. But it begins with that one person, making that decision. Again, Jason C. Smith, everyone, of Jason Smith and Rem have been joining us. Man, great conversation with you, man. It goes without saying, you're more than welcome to come back anytime. For those who may have missed it, though, go ahead and give out that website again so they'll know, just in case they can't make it Friday, so they can know how to be able to get the new project.
Right. You have two options. You either call area code 248-702-1178 or the website www.yoursoulonline.com.
Okay, yoursoulonline.com. And we'll make sure that we actually include that online as well for the liner notes of this show for those who came in late and may have missed the podcast. So, Jason, man, again, thanks a lot for the time, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Amen. Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
Hey, no problem. Glad to do it. Now, if you came in late and missed any part of the conversation with Jason, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Again, it's www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. We actually just reposted it for those who may have came in late, and you can just click on that link, and you'll be able to go back and listen to the show again completely for free, and also you'll find it as a free download on iTunes as well. I want to thank, of course, our friend Jason C. Smith for coming on the program to talk with us about the new project, the new single, I Will Bless Your Name. Make sure if you can't make it this Friday that you do go to the website, be able to find out more information about Jason C. Smith and Remnant, and, of course, being able to order your own copy. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back for the primetime edition at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. That's 5 p.m. for our friends on the West Coast. I have two great guests who will be joining us during that hour, as well as our resident chef, Bruce Treader from Massachusetts. He'll be there with our quick and easy cooking tip of the day. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.